It is honor and privilege for me to stand before you and share from the Word of God. As we read the scripture, there are two things that is mentioned. One, a faith. Another thing was a man, Joseph. So today I'm going to share a man who is Joseph. And his walk with the Lord, his faith with the Lord. When we see in the book of Hebrew, in chapter 11, that we can see several people who are considered as heroes of faith. They were not perfect man and woman. But they were all ordinary, sinful people like us. They were mentioned because they believed in God and walked in the faith. The people mentioned there are Abel, Enoch, Abraham, Noah, Moses, and several others. One of the persons mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11 is Joseph, as I mentioned, a youngest son of Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons who are divided into 12 tribes. Joseph was so faithful to God due to his strong faith and hard faith in God. He was favored by God and blessed and made victorious in every circumstances he went through or he had to face. What is faith then? Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith is walk with the Lord or persistent fellowship with God. It is walk that pleases God. The work of faith is to obey the voice of God. However contrary human being or human reason it may seem to be. The work of faith is to do the will of God even though you appear to be the only one doing it. Like Noah built an ark where there was no sea. He had a faith. He was alone. People were laughing at him. But since he had faith, he continued and he built ark. And God fulfilled what he had commanded him to do. Faith is indispensable quality for which God looks from us. Because Bible says, righteous lives by faith alone. Today I'm going to talk about the faith of Jacob and his walk with God. Though we cannot find all the details of Joseph in book of Hebrew, but I'll be quoting about him from book of Genesis chapter 37. When we see life of Joseph, we see three stages in his life. He was a shepherd boy when he was 17 years old. After that, he was sold as a slave. And we know Joseph as Joseph the dreamer. He dreamed dreams and also interpreted the dreams. Third stage, as we read in the Genesis chapter 41, that he became a ruler in Egypt. We will be seeing a principle and a value of Christian life from the life of Joseph. We are looking at his life and how he faced the difficulties, trial, turmoil, and adversity. We'll be also seeing how he was able to overcome from such severe trouble. how God helped him to be a victorious over such suffering or trial. We'll be learning some principle from his life, and we'll be implementing into our life that we learn from the life of Joseph. First principle we can learn from his life is a firm faith is not shaken by opposition. Firm faith is not shaken by opposition. Joseph was so much loved by his father because he was the youngest son. Due to love his father, he gave a very nice, a colorful coat. The kind of coat or the kind of garment he was given was very valuable, that only princes would wear such a garment. When the garment was given, brothers started being jealous. They thought that they are going to lose the inheritance from the father. They become very jealous. So there are sort of disputes or fight started to begin among the brothers, because father favored him so much by giving a colorful coat, a precious coat. Now comes about the dream. While he had a dispute with brothers, now he comes with a dream. He says, I dreamed dreams. And what was that? And he says, he explains his dream. We are binding the bundle of grain out in the field. Suddenly, my bundle of grain stood upright while your bundle of grain around mine bowed down to it. When the brother heard, they were very mad. And they said, "Do you intend to reign over us?" They get very, very angry. Second dream, he sees. And in second dream, he says, "I had another dream, and this time the sun and moon and 11 stars were bowing down to me." Now, in previous dream, it was only indicated to the brothers. But now in second dream, it indicates his parents and his brothers. Sun and moon is like his father and mother. And 11 stars signifies his 11 brothers. Now his father, he says, he rebukes and he says, "What is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you?" His brother was so jealous of him, but his father kept this matter in his mind. Actually, the dreams were true, which were revelation from God, but it became bitter to his brothers. Because of dispute, because of the anger, brother thought of killing Joseph. But one of the brothers said, "Let's not kill him. Let's throw him in the pit." So he was thrown in the pit. And a group of business people came that were Ishmaelites, and they were sold. Joseph was sold to the business people, to the hand of Ishmaelites. And this is, I think, the first incident of people or human being sold in the Bible. Due to love of our Father, we have been also loved by the Father, our Heavenly Father. And He has given us a righteous garment. It's a holiness, righteousness. And when we become Christian, we start walking the way that God pleases God. But people won't be happy because of our transformation, because of our change of life. They start looking down upon us. They start hating us because we have become a Christian. We no longer walk according to their desire, their will, their tradition, their practice. Because God has given us a coat of righteousness and we live according to God's will. As we have seen from the life of Joseph, he just kept quiet and did not take any revenge to brothers, and he forgave their brothers. We should forgive to our non-Christian brothers and sisters when they hate us and became against us or angry with us. Not only for non-Christian brothers and sisters, even among Christian community, if one brother is blessed spiritually or materially, our own Christian brother tend to become jealous. They start talking against us. When he shared his dream, which had come through God, he was true. He spoke truth of the Lord's revelation. There are times we speak truth about God and Bible. People may not like it, because truth becomes bitter to people. But he was honest with his parents and brothers. We should speak right as God leads us and guides us, no matter what circumstances would be like. He was hated, going to be killed. By the grace of God, his life was spared. He was thrown into the pit, and later he was sold as a slave. Despite such numerous tests, troubles, he remained faithful to the God, to the Lord. Such tests could shake anybody's faith, but these adversaries and opposition did not shake the faith, the firm faith of Joseph. He preferred to say, "If God is with us, who can be against us?" In the time of tear, homesickness, sorrow, distress, test, God would cover us with His protection. But we must cling unto God, remain faithful. So, a firm faith of Joseph was not shaken by the opposition or hatred of his brothers. Second principle we can learn from his life. A firm faith is not moved by strong sexual temptation. As you have read the story, he was sold with the hand of Midianites, and he was sold again. He was given to the Potiphar's. He was sold to the Potiphar's, and he was working under Potiphar. One interesting thing, when he was working at Potiphar's house, he was so much blessed. Potiphar was so much blessed because of Joseph's faithfulness, hard working, and God was with him. God did not only bless Joseph, but he blessed Potiphar also. But difficulty came to his life. Now Joseph was well built and handsome, and after a while his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, "Come to bed with me." But he refused and said, "My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sinful against God? Sin against God. How shall I sin against my master, myself, my own body and soul, and also against God?" She spoke to Joseph day after day. He refused to go to bed with her or even to be with her. She caught him his cloak once and said, "Come to bed with me." But he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. Joseph, being as young and energetic and probably handsome, he was forced by Potiphar's wife to commit adultery. He denied. There are a lot of things around us that attracts us to shake our faith. Satan wants to trip off our Christian walk. Satan is always trying to trap believers by putting snares and circumstances. If we are not strong enough in our faith in God, Satan can take control of our lives. We do hear pastors, leaders, believers falling into such temptation. Their lives, family, ministries, and relationship with people have been crumbled down. Once they fall, they are almost knocked down from the ministry and the eyes of the people. We have some incident in Nepal. The pastors who was used mightily for Lord's work, he planted so many churches, but he had a bad time in his life. He had extramarital relationship, and church kicked him out from the ministry. He was out of job, and people started hating him. It's really very, very difficult in Nepal if we have fallen in some way from our faith. People see us in very different way. They see, you know, sometimes they not ready to accept back, realizing their, you know, weaknesses. It happens. So we have to be very careful. Walk with the Lord. The world is so full of evil, and the evil is so strong and clever. Our only protection is to be armed with all the armor of God. What would be your and mine response to such tests or circumstances? Let us be strong and rebuke the Satan and flee from such trial. So firm faith of Joseph was not shaken by the sexual temptation. One of our leaders, we were very close, and he said, "Ram Prasad, I do not know. Suppose if I'm in Thailand, I'm alone in the hotel. If a beautiful lady comes in my room and she wants to have a relationship with me, I'm not sure what will be my response. I might fall in temptation." Even strong pastors or leaders sometimes fall in temptation. But we must cling to the Lord. Our health is Lord. Our protection is Lord. And He helps us to flee from all sort of temptation, trial. Next principle we can learn from life of Joseph. A firm faith is not disturbed by false and unjust accusation. He was accused, as we know the story, when he denied of having a relationship with the, or you know, sexual relationship with the Potiphar's wife. Potiphar's wife got so mad and reported, because Potiphar was in charge of guard, so he put in the prison. He was put in the prison. But even though he was in the prison, despite of the accusation, despite of the imprisonment, his faith was not shaken. He stood strong in the faith. When he was in the prison, God's presence was with him. Even in the prison, he did a marvelous job. He interpreted the dreams of the cupbearer and other guy who was put in the prison from the king's palace. Later on, king saw a dream, and that Joseph was introduced, and Joseph helped king to interpret his dreams. And when the Joseph interpreted the dreams of the king, Pharaoh, and he was put in a higher position, he became next to the king. He became ruler of Egypt. The faith is the only one way we can climb to the righteousness, or to God's, to have God's favor. There is no other way. How is our faith? How are we walking with the Lord? Righteous lives by faith alone. Let's build consistent faith in the Lord, and we can overcome all the problems, all the circumstances, all the difficulties in our life. Even now in Nepal, we are not allowed to preach openly on the street, but we have faith. God has said, you don't have to worry what you have to tell when you are caught, when you have to stand in front of the police. God is going to help us. We get caught sometimes, but we have a strong faith that God is going to help us. Yes, we'll be rebuked, we'll be insulted, we'll be accused. People will say that we have become American, we have sold our religion, we have adopted foreign religion, we do, you know, strange things. They accuse us, but despite that, we are strong in the faith, and people go around and share the faith of Jesus Christ. A firm faith is not shaken by the opposition. A firm faith is not moved by strong sexual temptation or test. A firm faith is not disturbed by false and unjust accusation. And firm faith is not spoiled by the success of prosperity or success of prosperity. When Joseph was prospered, he was blessed. He didn't take revenge to his brothers. He welcomed his brothers and led us, king, to let father and brother to stay in Egypt. He didn't have any bad thinking against brothers, even he was sold by the brothers. So let's have faith that will please God, and we can live victorious life. here in earth, on earth. May God bless you all. Amen.